Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-Furniture Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3188BN. Today's date is October 16th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Iran, Uranium One. It's all connected. Taiwan, next, World War III, some of all fears. Let's talk about our health. The shredded lettuce in a double-double and the fruit filling in a donut are awesome, but they don't count against 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. I won't nag you about your diet. I don't always eat healthy either, but I'll share with you what the Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and cholesterol. Eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. I don't, and you probably won't. That's why I take Field of Greens. Unlike the others, each fruit and each vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs like heart, lungs, kidney, and immune system. Flu season is here, and I trust Field of Greens to help me stay healthy. Field of Greens works fast. You'll feel better with more energy, and you'll notice your skin and hair and nails will look healthier too. If you don't always eat right and exercise, join me and take Field of Greens. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22. That's promo code X22 at fieldsofgreen.com. That is fieldsofgreen.com. Or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now going down the path the Patriots need them to go down because they have no choice. Trump, the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know exactly what these individuals are going to do. And remember, Trump from the very, very beginning told the Biden administration, listen, all you need to do is do everything that we set up. If you continue with the economy and the way we set it up, if you continue with the Abraham Accords, if you continue with what's going on in Afghanistan, with the deal I made with the Taliban, if you continue to do all of these things, especially on the border, build the wall, secure the border, your administration is going to do excellent. It's going to be fantastic. But he knew they weren't going to do this. He knew that everything that he put into place, they were going to reverse because this is against their entire agenda. Remember what Trump set up. He set this up because he knew that once he did all of this, this was completely against their entire 16-year plan. Really think about this for a second. He wasn't in there for the first 4 years to fix everything. He was in there to set it all up. Remember, this is the biggest sting operation the world has ever seen. This is the biggest takedown of the deep state, not just in this country, but around the world. So what he did was he set everything up. Let me say, what's their agenda? Oh, they want open borders. They want a war. They want the economy to crash. They want terrorism. So what I'm going to do when I come in the first 4 years, I'm going to set everything up, put the plan in motion, and I'm going to reverse all of these things. And I'm going to screw them up because now I'm going to put them way, way behind. And they're going to have to undo all of these things to put themselves back on track, which is setting them up. Because this way, with the pause, which is Trump's second term, I can have them show the American people the truth, what their real policies are. Because I reversed it over the 4 years. Everything then would be shut down. And to bring them where they needed to be, they would have to accelerate all of this and actually try to catch up to where they left off because they never expected her to lose. They never expected to lose 4 years. And they lost 4 years and Trump reversed everything on them. So yes, this is a setup. He set them up and he knew the final battle, the final thing of the 16-year plan was what? World War III. And this is all connected. Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Uranium One, Russia, Iran. This is World War III building right now. And yes, next will be Taiwan. Now, really think about why all of this is happening. Because everything is wrapped around the 2024 election. Everything is about showing the people the truth. Showing the people the true agenda of the deep state players and how they don't care about the American people. Because now they're rushing to get their plan back on track. They're rushing to do all of this. And those people that are in their way, they need to take care of them. They need to call them out and say, you are a terrorist. And now people can see this. Remember, cheating in an election, overthrowing the United States government, duly elected president, it has catastrophic consequences. And I think the people of this country are seeing it, and they're seeing it all play out. And I do believe this is going to play out just like in the movie, Sum of All Fears. And Trump is telegraphing that, yes, we are headed towards a nuclear war. He said this way, way back. And now it seems like he's coming out and saying, listen, if this continues like this, and if Biden continues down this path with Obama in the basement, Soros and the rest, we will be heading to nuclear war. He wants the people to see this. Remember, every move that Biden makes is connected to what is about to happen. And what's about to happen is we're heading towards World War III. And yes, Uranium One is going to come into focus, because I do believe there's going to be some type of radioactive explosion. Now, I don't mean people are going to die all over the place, but I do believe something is going to happen. And once again, you have to remember, the isotope can be tracked to a certain country of where it was developed. So I do believe that once we start to head down this path, which we are, Trump is already letting us know we're heading towards nuclear war. We know that this is all wrapped around Sum of All Fears. And I do believe that Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and the rest of the deep state, as they're, and the fake news and all of them, as they're telling us that, oh, this missile that we saw explode over the ocean, that came from Russia, or that came from another place. I do believe what we're going to find out is that the actual radioactive isotope, what didn't originate in Russia. I have a very funny feeling we're going to find out it originated from some other place, and it was actually sold to whoever. And I do believe this is all going to come out in the end. And this is going to trap all these individuals. And I do believe that this is leading up to Barack Obama, leading up to Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden, he's going to be on the sideline right now. That doesn't mean he's not going to be taken care of. But I do believe everything is now shifting, and we have Obama coming to focus, Hillary Clinton coming into focus, Soros is going to be coming into focus, and other deep state players, they're going to be coming into focus. And yes, now we're focusing on Iran, Iran's nuclear weapons that they are developing, everything that's happening out in Israel. Then we'll shift over to Taiwan, and we're going to see Russia, China most likely backing Iran. And all of this is going to start to come together, and it's going to look like World War III. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later and what is going on in Gaza. But first, let's talk about what is happening with Joe Biden, because he was on 60 Minutes and Trump had something to say about this. And yes, Biden said quite a bit. They were leading him down a path he couldn't function on his own. But Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, "The show 60 Minutes should be ashamed of themselves. They just interviewed crooked Joe Biden and led him along like a lost child. Each question contained the answer and was so weakly and apologetically asked that it was a joke, which should be considered a campaign contribution to the Democratic Party. Why should CBS get the public airwaves for the highly partisan show, which never apologized to me for the mistakes they made on the laptop from hell? They are protecting Biden, even though he is the most corrupt and incompetent president in the history of the United States. The Carter administration looks absolutely brilliant by comparison. The only thing the Biden regime does well is go after Crooked Joe's political opponent, me. But even that will fail. The Middle East, Ukraine, inflation, bad economy, open borders, horrendous Afghanistan, embarrassment, gas prices, our great auto worker death march, and so much more make Crooked Joe a total disaster for our once great USA, MAGA." And he's absolutely right. And we can see that they're trying to put him on a pedestal to make everyone believe that he's doing an incredible job. He's an incredible president. But when people actually look around, you see war starting up again. You see terrorism starting up again. You see the economy failing. You see inflation, high fuel prices. You see the borders wide open. And now if there's terrorists, they're probably coming over the border. So no matter what they do, it's not going to work. Then, and on top of all that, all the crimes that he has committed with the 20 shell companies, the laundering of the money, the classified documents, no matter what they do, no matter what the fake news tries to do, it's not going to help Biden whatsoever. Now, James Comer, he wrote a letter to special counsel Robert Hur, and he said, "President Biden's retention of certain classified documents begs the question as to why he kept these particular materials. Of the many classified documents he reviewed over his lengthy career, why did Biden keep these specific documents in his home and office? The sensitive nature of the information contained in the documents may answer that question for the committee, which is why we seek to review those materials." The letter to her comes as Comer appeared to discover an omission in Biden's narrative about the mishandling of classified information. So right now, Comer believes the answer is within the documents that Biden was holding. Now, do you think they're going to hand those over? Most likely not. They're probably going to stonewall and try to keep those away from the House. Let's see how this plays out, because I do believe that's going to give us all the answers that we need, because once again, we know why he was keeping them. Most likely, it's incriminating evidence against him and Obama and many other people. So let's see how that all plays out. That's going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as we see the war build up in Israel with Hamas, and we see Ukraine soon, it's going to be Taiwan. We understand that certain individuals might have crossed over the border. And all this ties back to Iran, because Iran is funding Hamas, funding Hezbollah. And once again, if you're talking about infiltration, those people coming over the border, they infiltrated our country. And now, like Trump said and many other people said, these individuals could be roaming free around the country and no one would know, because we don't vet anyone. We just have open borders. Now the people, they're seeing, holy crap, you know something? A secure border does make sense. A wall actually does make sense. And now we don't know what's going to happen. Because once you hear the first incident happen here in the United States, all those people that said we want open borders, how are they going to have an argument? They won't. Actually, most of these people are going to say, you know something? I was wrong. They probably won't say they're wrong, but they'll say, yeah, we need to do something now because my town was attacked. Remember, all those illegals that were brought into New York, Chicago, and all these other places, those people in those areas who said, I want open borders, those people are pushing back. What do you think is going to happen if there's some type of terrorist attack in the United States? And we come to find out that they came from Iran, they're Hamas, or they're part of another terrorist group and they're siding with Hamas. Do you think the people of this country are going to go, holy crap, yeah, we need to shut down these borders? Sometimes you need to show the people the truth. But look what's happening at the border right now. Right now, the Border Patrol reported that four Iranians were apprehended at the open U.S. southern border last month. And these Iranians were considered special interest aliens. Now, these are the people that they caught. What about all the people that they didn't catch? Think about that. Why? Because there's just too many. They don't have the manpower to actually vet everyone, because they're not vetting anyone. So they have no clue what is going on. Now, do I believe the military has a clue? Yes, I do. Do I believe that something might happen? Yes, I think Trump has already signaled that something might happen in this country. Sometimes you got to wake up the people. Sometimes you got to show them. You could tell them. Trump just told everyone. You think everyone's going, holy crap, he's right? Or do you think most of the people are going, okay, let's see if something happens. I don't think something's going to happen, especially the D's. Remember, in the end, I do believe what Trump is trying to do, he's trying to bring the country together. He's trying to bring the people together and show who the true enemy is. And the only way to do this is actually to show the enemy. Bring them from the shadows, bring them into the light so people can see who the true enemy is. And that's what people experience, and especially with gun control. People now see that weapons are very, very important, because you never know what's going to happen in the country. You might have a tyrannical government. You might have open borders. You might have war. And the founding fathers, they knew, because they just fought a war, why the Second Amendment was so important. They didn't sit around the table, like we said before, talking about hunting. They just fought against a tyrannical government. They fought a battle on this land. They fought for freedom. They knew how valuable weapons were. And the people needed to have the weapons because the people would rise up and fight against a tyrannical government or an invading force. Because when you read the Second Amendment, when they say a well-regulated, that doesn't mean regulations. That means a well-trained militia. The National Guard is not the militia. The militia is we, the people. The National Guard is controlled by government. The militia is the people of this country, a well-trained people with weapons, the right to bear arms, the right to carry the weapons. Arms means any weapon, any type of ammunition. They knew they were brilliant. Weapons were going to change over time. They knew that if we used musket, well, that wouldn't solve the problem because in a couple of years, the musket wouldn't be the musket anymore because they knew weapons changed. There's innovation. So they knew, let's use a different word like arms and bear. Instead of saying carry, let's use the word bear because they knew that these words would stand the test of time. So they knew exactly why the people needed to have weapons, because the people needed to protect themselves. And any government that tells you you don't, that's a government that's going to come after you. Because just look back in history, it's as clear as day. And they follow the same playbook over and over and over. And the government does not have the right to tell you what you can say, what you can carry, what type of weapon, how many bullets. Everything California, New York, and all these other states have done where they put limits, it is against the Second Amendment. It's a violation of the Constitution. And the only way, reason they're getting away with it is because the system is corrupt. Because going back in time, they infiltrated and they put those people that were going to go up against the Constitution into place. Attorney generals, prosecutors, legislatures, you name it. Those judges in federal courts, they did it on purpose because they knew this was the only way they could bypass the Constitution. But now the people are starting to see this, and the people are now are going back to the Constitution because they realize how important it is. The reason, and they're understanding the reason the founding fathers put this in place. It's not an old piece of paper because tyrants never change. They do the same thing over and over and over. All the people need to do is actually see it. And this is why Trump is bringing them out of the shadows so you can see it in real time. And as they keep pushing, you're going to see their tyrannical nature. It's going to be very, very obvious. Now, yes, you'll have those people that will pretend they don't see anything, just like with the vaccine passports, with COVID and everything, wear the masks. But there are a lot of people that saw it and said, absolutely not. Remember, the revolution was not fought by 100% of the people. A small group of people noticed what was wrong because they were awake. They were thinking logically. They saw it. The rest of the people, they had no clue what was going on. And they said, you know something? This cannot stand. Yes, it spread after a while. People started to see it because when the war started, the same thing's happening now. A small group of people, they saw it. They started to send messages back and forth using social media platforms. They started to talk about it. And that message spread to more and more people as time went on. It's the same exact thing that happened back then. Yes, they used pen names before because they were being censored. Do people use pen names today on social media? Yes, because they're afraid they'll be outed and they'll be censored. It's the same thing. There's no difference. Who cares about electronics today? Yes, it makes the message a lot easier to get out there, but it's the same exact thing. It doesn't matter what medium you're using. And a lot of people now are seeing it, and more people are waking up. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots needed to have this pause so people could understand and see it. And he needed to wake up as many people as possible. Because if we're going to fight this second revolution, the people need to see it. And I don't mean fight it with weapons and killing and bloodshed. I'm talking about information war. To understand how the propaganda works, to understand what they're trying to do. And you could see through everything that they're trying to do, and it's failing. I mean, look what Axios put out. They're trying to make the case now, because of what is happening, that the cities with the highest firearm homicides rates are clustered into the South, generally in red states with less restrictive gun laws. But they forget to mention that these cities are run by Democrats. Eddie Scarry put this out and said, here's Axios trying to make red state cities a thing in order to link Republicans to gun violence. Those red state cities are run by Democrat mayors and Democrat attorney generals. Nice try, though. Absolutely. And when you start to break it down, you could see it very, very clearly. Now, we could see that the Patriots, they're putting people into place. And it looks like the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, is trying to put his people into place. And yes, there is a battle going on right now. Poland's left-wing opposition is on track for a majority in Sunday's election, an upset that would deny the ruling nationalists a third term and steer the country back into the European globalist agenda, because they want that country back. They don't want that country thinking for themselves. They don't want that country going against the EU. Wall Street Silver on X responded to this and said, it looks like Poland has fallen to the World Economic Forum Klaus Schwab globalist agenda. The conservative Law and Justice PIS had rejected all fake refugees and kept Poland safe. Now under Donald Tusk, with a coalition of several opposition parties, it looks like Poland will now align with Germany and France and begin flooding Poland with fake refugees. So we could see there is a battle going on. Now, once the people start to see this, what do you think the people are going to say? Because now when you start to look around the world and you see what's happening in France, you see what's happening in the UK, you see what's happening in the US, where these countries have been flooded with refugees, I think they're going to say, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, we're going to start to back out of this. And let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very interesting. Now, we could see that war is now building. Right now, the U.S., and I'm talking about the deep state players, they have sent a B-52H bomber, which will make a rare landing in South Korea this week, and a pledge to promote peace, stability, and prosperity on the Korean Peninsula. Now, do you really think this is what's going to occur? No, because Kim Jong-un is already out there letting everyone know this B-52 bomber, this looks like an act of war. And once again, this is going to backfire on the Biden administration. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is showing everyone. Look, all of a sudden, out in Israel, we have a terrorist group firing missiles into Israel. Then people started to look at the border and they said, holy crap, terrorists could be coming into this country and they might do us harm. Remember, Trump got rid of ISIS. Trump got rid of terrorism. Trump backed us out of all these endless wars. And what is happening now, the deep state, they're reversing all of this. And Biden, since he was on 60 Minutes, what did he say? He wants to run again to achieve world peace, unite the Middle East, unite Europe, and put Putin in his place to stop causing trouble. Now, let's see. During Trump's presidency, in those first 4 years, which he's actually in the second term, the resident is just a placeholder. This is the pause. What has he done? Well, he's created war in Ukraine. He left all the equipment in Afghanistan. We had 13 military soldiers die. Now we have war in Israel. And does this look like he's promoting peace? No, it looks like he's doing the opposite. So he wants to stay in office, what? To reverse everything that he did? Because under Trump, he ended the endless wars. There were no wars. There was nothing. Look what Biden's doing. Everything's ramping up now. And just add on to that, Taiwan. So actually what he's saying isn't aligning with what is happening. And what's very interesting is that the Biden admin gave millions to Hamas-linked groups despite being warned by State Department assessment of high risk that Hamas could derive indirect unintentional benefit from Gaza aid. Officials even filed a sanctions exemption request with the Treasury Department as to not violate anti-terrorism laws. So who's responsible for all this? It's starting to look like it's Biden and Obama in the basement. Now, Netanyahu, he invited Joe Biden out to Israel. It looks like Joe Biden turned down Netanyahu, which I find very, very interesting. But we could see the people are not on the side of Biden right now. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, only 17% think Biden has improved U.S.-Israel relationship. By a 26-point margin, more voters think the relationship between the United States and Israel has worsened under Joe Biden. So let's think about what he said in 60 Minutes. He wants to bring world peace, but the people, they're seeing the exact opposite. They're seeing that the situation in Israel is getting worse. The situation in Ukraine is getting worse. And we're heading towards World War III. Now, think about all the refugees that they led into this country. Remember, yesterday we saw the protest out in France. We saw it out in UK. We saw bomb threats out there. Here in the United States, since they brought in all these refugees, and a lot of them were from Middle Eastern countries, we don't know how many terrorists there are. Now we're seeing protests here in the United States. And these are pro-Palestine protests. Colin Rugg put this out and said, pro-Palestine protest turns violent against Israel supporters as Los Angeles gets taken over by 1,000-plus anti-Israel demonstrators. Pro-Palestine supporters were seen harassing, assaulting, and spitting on Israel supporters. The protesters appeared to be sympathetic to Hamas. Then, out in Chicago, we're seeing the same exact thing. David Burke put this out and said, this is not France, it's Chicago. How many of these marches went to American schools? Were they taught that in 2005, Israel, in the name of peace, totally withdrew from Gaza, that Hamas destroyed this beautiful seaside land and turned it into a war zone? So we have those people that came over the border, those people that have been brainwashed in college, and we can see they are now all supporting this. BLM is supporting a terrorist group. I think people now are seeing this very, very clearly. And CNN did a poll, and it says 71% of Americans have deep sympathy for Israel over Hamas terrorist attacks. CNN also noted many of the American survey felt that the Israeli government's military response to the assaults were justified as the war rages, which is very, very interesting. Now, like we said before, all of these different countries in Europe, they have been bringing in refugees, and they don't know if they're terrorists or not terrorists. And when you look out in Brussels, at least two Swedish nationals were shot dead in Brussels. The suspect is on the run and shared a video in which he said in Arabic that he killed the three infidels. And it looks like these individuals who shot these people, they're saying that they have an affiliation with ISIS. So wait, didn't Trump get rid of ISIS? ISIS is back now? So everything that Trump did, they're reversing. Terrorism is now back. Think about it. Trump secured the border. They opened the border. Trump create an incredible economy, they're destroying the economy. Trump had peace in the Middle East, now we have war in the Middle East. Trump got rid of ISIS in Syria, now ISIS is back, terrorism is back. Trump had no war in Ukraine, now we have a war in Ukraine. Think about this for a second. So right now, Biden is going to be sending the military 2,000 troops to prepare for a potential deployment to support Israel ahead of an expected ground invasion of Gaza. Does that mean that we're in an all-out war with Gaza, Hamas, and Iran? No. These are troops that are going to support what is going on there. And once again, I don't believe Biden has the ability to release the armed forces on any of these areas. I mean, if you go back in time and you look at, let's talk about our health. I've been telling you about EnviroCleanse, the home purifier so powerful the U.S. Navy chose it to purify the air on their ships. Now EnviroCleanse is extending their sale for our listeners, and the timing of this 30% off sale couldn't be better. It's officially cold and flu season. EnviroCleanse has proven to capture and destroy flu and COVID viruses in your home, plus bacteria, toxins, mold, and allergens. EnviroCleanse is how you fight back against the entire family getting sick. In fact, EnviroCleanse is the only home air purifier that promises you and your family better health, and it makes that promise by helping clear your home of cold and flu and many other viruses. That's why I have EnviroCleanse in my home, the new science in home air purification. Don't miss this 30% off sale. Order your EnviroCleanse home air purifier while supplies last. Visit ekpure.com and use code RUMBLE30. That's ekpure.com, code RUMBLE30. ekpure.com, RUMBLE30 is the code to use. Obama, you look at Clinton, you look at Bush, they were able to use the War Powers Act, and they were able to bring troops into these locations. If you notice, Biden hasn't been doing any of this. Yes, they've been sending money. Yes, they've been sending military equipment. But then again, those could be tracked very, very easily. And most of the stuff that they're sending over is defensive, and it's either destroyed or lost very, very quickly. And I do believe they are tracking the money. Now, what's the other, since we're talking about money, we had Janet Yellen out there, and she's letting everyone know that the U.S. can afford to support two wars, one in Israel and one in Ukraine. No problem. Yes, I know we're in trillions of debt. I know the tax receipts, they're dropping like crazy. People are losing their jobs. I realize people aren't paying their taxes. Inflation's moving up, high fuel costs. Actually, we really don't have strategic petroleum reserves, and we have about 17 days left of that. But other than that, we can support this absolutely no problem. Now, once again, what are they trying to do? They're trying to fund Ukraine, and I do believe they're trying to do this through Israel. And it looks like Biden right now is pushing Congress to pass legislation getting aid to both countries. Now, let's step back for a sec, and let's take a look at what's really going on out in Israel and out in Gaza. Now, we talked about this deal that was going on with Israel and Saudi Arabia to help the Palestinian people. But let's look at it from the deep state perspective and Rhino perspective in what they're trying to accomplish here. The D's rhinos, they lost control of Congress, which means they lost the power of the purse, which means Ukraine is not going to be getting the money that they need. Biden can't deliver on what he promised. So since there's no money for Ukraine, what do you have to do? Well, think about it. After, what, 2 or 3 days after the speaker was thrown out and there was no speaker and the Patriots were taking control and they were going to replace McCarthy, who was sending money over to Ukraine, with Jim Jordan, all of a sudden we had an attack on Israel from Hamas. This was just a couple days later. Now Yellen is saying we could support two wars. Now Biden is saying we need funding. See how this works? And now the deep state, they will use the Israeli war to get the money. They will attach Ukraine riders onto the bill. When this doesn't work, they will take the money that is given to Israel and most likely launder it through their laundering techniques out to Ukraine. Yes, the other part of this is the Palestinian refugees to the U.S. because, again, the deep state needs more people for their elections. Now, if we look at it from the Patriots side and what has been set up here, remember, Trump, the Patriots, they knew the deep state players weren't going to follow what Trump set up. Remember, we have the Abraham Accords. He made deals with Saudi Arabia. Remember, Trump is a deal maker. So if you give me something, I'll give you something back. Let's make a good deal and let's make it work. So I do believe Saudi Arabia and Israel, they were on the road to make a deal to help the Palestinian people. And remember, Hamas controls that area. And what's very interesting is that FX Hedge put this out and said, President Abbas says Hamas actions do not represent the Palestinians. Palestinian Authority President Mohammed Abbas said the action and policies of Islamic group Hamas do not represent Palestinian people. So he's already letting everyone know what's happening is not because of the Palestinian people. And he sees an opportunity now to regain political control of Gaza. Remember, the Palestinian Authority lost control of Gaza after an election in 2006 where the people in Gaza voted for Hamas instead of the traditional leadership controlled by Mahmoud Abbas. So they lost control, and Hamas actually controls what is happening in Gaza. So really think about that. They took control, and they postponed elections, and they did many different things, but they never given back control to the Palestinian people. So they have control. They are a terrorist group. Remember, Trump made a deal with Saudi Arabia. We had a regime change in Saudi Arabia. They arrested a lot of people. And Trump instituted the Abraham Accords. And Saudi and Israel, they were working on a deal to help the Palestinian people. Well, we know that Iran, Hamas, the deep state players, they didn't want that. And the Patriots knew that Biden, the deep state players, would not follow through and allow this to happen. So if Israel has the opportunity to go in and once and for all remove Hamas and allow the Palestinians to elect their leader and control their fate, how do you do this? Well, it looks like you allow the deep state players to do what they do best. And now they set it up where Israel now has the ability to eradicate Hamas in this area, which means the Palestinian people can retake political control of their territory once Hamas is eradicated. And when you listen to Trump, he's allowing the countries to do what they need to do instead of having the CIA, the deep state players, control what is going on there. And I do believe in the end, we're going to see a major change in this area. Now, once again, we know that Taiwan is next because what you see happening out in Afghanistan, you see Afghanistan right now. Well, the Taliban took over. They're controlling the country. The United States is now removed from Afghanistan. Out in Ukraine, Putin was brought in to eradicate the neo-Nazis, the biolabs, the deep state players in Ukraine. China is going to come into Taiwan and do the same thing. Israel is doing the same thing in Gaza. So the bad actors are now being removed, and it's a cleanup job of these people. These countries are now removing the deep state players from all these areas. Remember, I do believe that Iran now is in the crosshairs of the Patriots. And I don't mean they're going to send over a missile. I mean, now they're going to expose what happened with Iran, with Barack Obama, with Uranium One, with everything else. Because think about it. If Iran now has the ability to create a nuclear weapon, where did they get the material? Who allowed them to do this? And I do believe this all leads back to Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and many others. Now, I do believe what's next is Taiwan. And Trump, way back, said after the Olympics, China is going to be going into Taiwan. Now, everyone thought it was going to be the actual Olympics, but it might have not been the actual Olympics, because just recently, Trump put something out on Truth, which was October 14th, and it was the presidential Olympics. And Trump made fun of Biden, and the one of the events, and it's narrated, was going up the stairs. And Trump succeeded, and Biden, well, he tripped and fell going up the stairs to Air Force One. So it's very interesting that he put this out there. And Stormy Patriot Joe on Truth said, remember when Trump kept saying China would invade Taiwan right after the Olympics? Well, it looks like this might happen now. Was this the signal letting us know that Taiwan, this event is about to happen? It's starting to look that way. And it's also starting to look like that we're headed towards nuclear war. Now, remember, Trump let us know from the very beginning that he sees World War III coming. It's going to be the N word, which is nuclear. And he put out this truth, and he's pretty much summing it all up right now. He said, would somebody please inform our worst president in history, crooked Joe Biden, who doesn't have a clue that while he dithers around and illegally attacks his political opponent, me, and is always trying to blame everyone else for the many, many mistakes he has made, Iran is rapidly building a large-scale arsenal of nuclear weapons. Once they have them, which will be soon, all negotiations stop. That's when our incompetent fool of a president will drop to his knees and beg Iran for mercy. Please, 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 Mr. Ayatollah, sir, I will give you everything. I'll do anything you demand. Don't hurt us. This is the position that this stupid fool will put us in. 3 years ago under Trump, Iran was broke. No nuclear weapons or prospects. Biden has made them rich and has no idea what to do. They started the attack on Israel and desperately want to become openly involved. Death to Israel, they chant. Don't let Iran have nuclear weapons. So do you think something is going to happen with Iran and a nuclear weapon? Remember, who are the allies of Iran? Russia and China. Who's also working with Trump? I do believe Russia and China, and maybe parts of Iran, if you really think about it. But again, this is to wake the people up, put the spotlight on Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden, and this is going to lead us into war. And that reminds me of a couple of posts. And let me go back to post 39. It says, it would blow your mind if I told you Barack Obama has been to North Korea and perhaps there now. Why did his administration do little to slow their nuclear and missile capabilities? Who feeds North Korea with strategic intel? Iran? What deal was done with Iran under Barack Obama? The Iranian deal? Pallets of cash? Why was the deal sealed under a top secret classification? Why wasn't Congress notified? Were they sending something up? Absolutely. Why, after Barack Obama left office, all of a sudden North Korea has nukes and the tech to miniaturize for payload delivery within the U.S.? What about NSA, CIA, DI, etc., all confirming tech won't be in place for 5+ years? Statement made in 2016. Well, we're past that 5-year mark, aren't we? We're in 2021. But who was supposed to be in office? It was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. She was supposed to bring us to war. They never expected her to lose. Why is all of this relevant and what does it tell you? Big picture is rare. Then if we move to post 50, it says, how did North Korea obtain uranium? How did Iran obtain uranium? Why did Barack Obama send billions in cash and wire to Iran? Why the cash component? Was the hostage component a cover? For what? Could any of the cash component be handed off to other people? How many planes carried the cash into Iran? Did all land in Iran? No, they didn't. They went to different places, Russia and other places. Did all land in the same location? No, they did not. Why is this relevant? Who controls North Korea? Who really controls North Korea? Don't think of a single person. Think of a powerful entity. Why is this important? Why are wars so important? Who benefits? The deep state players. Central bank. Who does hostage refer to? Who can be held hostage and controlled by North Korea having miniaturized nuclear weapons? Where is Barack Obama today? Where is Valerie Jarrett, Alice in Wonderland? Then we have post 194, November 22nd, 2017. I'm just going to read the first couple of lines here. Uranium One, CA, Canada, EU, Asia, Iran, North Korea, Iran deal. Why is this relevant? That is very interesting. Now, down below, it says the sum of all fears. And if you remember that movie, there was a nuclear payload, but the isotope didn't come from where they were saying it was from. They stole it and they blew it up in the United States. And was it Jack Ryan? He actually knew where it was from. And I do believe we might see the same exact thing happen here, where I'm not saying there's going to be a nuclear explosion, maybe out in the ocean someplace else, but we're going to see something happen. And we might find out that this weapon actually didn't come from where the deep state is saying it came from, which most likely they'll say it came from North Korea, Iran, Russia, or any of these places. Let's move on to post 1307. This is April 30th, 2018. Down below it says, why is the EU others pressing to remain in the deal? Think logically. France and Germany came to the White House for the sole purpose of pressing POTUS to remain in the deal. 5% share. POTUS declassed Syria, Iran, plus Uranium One connection. Where does EU fit in? Sick. Post 4,886, October 17, 2020, Ukraine, China, Iraq, Iran opens the door far beyond the Biden family. And yes, all these have the same thing in common, Uranium One. It has the same players in common. And one leads to another, which leads to another. And I do believe Trump is bringing the people into the fold. It started out with Biden. The door was open. And now we're going to see how everything else is connected. And Trump and the Patriots, they have led these people exactly where he needed them to be. Because now all eyes are focused on Ukraine, what's happening there. All eyes are focused on Israel and Gaza, what's happening there, which is then connected to Iran, which is then going to lead back to Barack Obama. I do believe he's coming into the picture. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. And this is going to open the door to what they have been doing this entire time. And as the war builds, people are going to understand and realize who's actually responsible for all of this. It's not just going to be Joe Biden. It's going to be all these people. Because remember, they're the ones who are preparing World War III. They're the ones who are selling Uranium One. What do you think they were selling all this for? They were going to build a nuclear type of device. They were going to explode it. They were going to bring us into war. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. She was supposed to bring us into war on the other half of the 16-year plan. She had the last 8 years. And now it's going to be exposed and people are going to start to learn all of this. Just like they're learning what happened on January 6th. They realized it wasn't the Trump supporters. They realized it was the FBI, Antifa, neo-Nazis. Nancy Pelosi and others had a hand in all of this. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, how likely is that undercover government agents helped provoke the Capitol riot? It's likely, well, very likely, 35%, somewhat likely, 24%. Total likely, 59% of the people now believe undercover government agents helped provoke the Capitol riot. Think about that for a second. Are they believing the fake news anymore? Are they believing the corrupt politicians anymore? Absolutely not. They know that January 6th wasn't an insurrection by the people. It was an insurrection by a tyrannical government. It was an insurrection by the swamp creatures. And now people are starting to understand. They understand the elections were rigged. They understand the insurrection was fake. It was an insurrection by the same people that cheated in the election. Now they're seeing election interference. I mean, let's put all the pieces together. The people are now learning what happened over these last 4 years. And they're starting to realize that we have a tyrannical government. And their mission was to get rid of Trump. And the only way to do that was to release the virus so they could cheat in the election. The people are learning. And just add on top of that, everything that they've been seeing, add on top of that, war that is approaching. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state. I don't even know if the D's and all these individuals will even exist after all of this. Because when the people learn all this, the rhinos, the D's, they're going to cease to exist. But you can see they're going to continually push because they know if Trump gets back in the office, the people know what's going on. It's game over for them. And you can see that the rhinos, they're going to continually pushing. They're going to have another debate. Molly put this out and said, NBC, which ran the Russia collusion scam, the Kavanaugh rape scam, hid news about the Biden family business and constantly runs anti-GOP propaganda is rewarded by the RNC with a debate? Why not? So really think about it. Do all these people even matter? No, nobody cares. Trump has the votes. The people have already chosen. They're just putting these people out there hoping that something might happen. You know what they're doing? They're just hurting themselves every step of the way. Just like the establishment, the rhinos in the House, they're hurting themselves going up against what the people want. The people want Jim Jordan. The patriots in Congress want Jim Jordan. Who doesn't want Jim Jordan? Oh, that's right, the establishment. And it seems like the establishment now is giving in one step at a time. And I do believe we're going to see this continually happen because why? The people are seeing who the establishment is. They're screwed. Right now, Chairman Mike Rogers from Alabama is now backing Jim Jordan for House Speaker. Isn't that amazing? Because remember, this individual went to Hakeem Jeffries. He went to a Democrat to see what they could do to get someone else in, except for their own person who's in the Republican Party. I mean, that should tell you everything you need to know. And what's very interesting about all this is that Matt Gaetz, he said that the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, is just a front man. Nancy Pelosi is still pulling the strings. She is ruling with an iron fist, which I think everyone knew. And I do believe this is why McHenry threw her out of her office. Mike Lee put this out and says, the Uniparty is now acknowledging its own existence and ensuring its own demise. And that's exactly right. Now, you could see that they're going to try to stop Trump every step of the way, and they're going to go after him with everything that they have. And you could see already that with all the cases that are happening right now, they're going to try to gag him. They're going to try to shut him up. They're going to do whatever they have to do. They're going to try to stop him. Now, this plays right into what Trump has been saying from the very beginning, election interference. My political opponent is coming after me. He's using these people to come after me. Now they are placing a gag order on me. And D.C. Judge Tanya Chutkan, she placed a gag order on Trump saying that he used the word thug, which means violence, which is absolutely ridiculous. And now she's going to gag him. Scott McFarland said the following. Judge Chutkan, just because this defendant happens to be running a political campaign doesn't give him the right to use any language he wants. Tell me how the term thug is justified here. It raises a real possibility of violence. Well, once again, this is completely unconstitutional. Trump has the right to speak. And Mike Davis said the following. Barring a criminal defendant from publicly criticizing the prosecutor and judge is clearly unconstitutional. Gagging a presidential candidate is what happens in third world Marxist hellholes. The D.C. Circuit must fix D.C. Obama Judge Tanya Chutkan's clearly erroneous ruling. Trump responded and said, I've got 8 separate lawsuits going on that have been started or strongly influenced by the Biden administration for purposes of election interference. No wonder our country is doing so badly in everything and is the laughingstock of the world. Then he said, we'll appeal the gag order ruling, witch hunt. And yes, he will appeal this. And I do believe he'll probably get another ruling that says you cannot gag a presidential candidate, a U.S. citizen, because the Constitution allows this individual to speak freely. Remember, he hasn't been convicted. He's on trial. And for her to do this is just unbelievable. But I think Trump needed everyone to see this. Because remember, if you're going to believe 2020 was rigged, then you have to see the election interference now. This way you can put all the pieces together. Now, Trump, he did put out a statement, and this is what he said. Today's decision is an absolute abomination and another partisan knife stuck in the heart of our democracy by crooked Joe Biden, who was granted the right to muzzle his political opponent, the leading candidate for the presidency in 2024, and the most popular political leader in America, President Donald J. Trump. President Trump will continue to fight for our Constitution, the American people's right to support him, and to keep our country free of the chains of weaponized and targeted law enforcement. And that's exactly what he's doing. Remember, if they can do this to him, what do you think they're going to do to each and every one of us? And Trump is showing the people all of this. Now, remember, it's not just one thing the people need to see. The people need to see it all. And I do believe this is why Trump has taken the 16-year plan, reversed everything in the 4 years that he was in office and also set up continuity of government and took control of pretty much everything after the insurrection on November 3rd and the completion of the insurrection on January 6th. And I do believe he needed complete and utter control. And if you really look at what Trump has done, he knows that the only way to win this is to have control of everything. And he needed to show the people what a banana republic looks like and what their true policy and what their true agenda really is. And this is why he needed to reverse everything in his 4 years, because he knew the deep state players were going to try to catch up of where they left off. Remember, we were supposed to be deep in nuclear war right now. We were going to lose the war. Our constitution would have been scrapped because the winning side wouldn't need it. We were going to be enslaved and depopulated. So Trump, by reversing everything, stepping in, because she was never expected to lose, she never expected to lose, the deep state needed to accelerate everything, and he knew that they were going to do this, which means the people would be able to see this very, very clearly. Remember, the deep state, they like to move very, very slowly, and they like to hide things so you don't see it. See, under Obama, all these things were happening. The borders were open. People were coming over the border. He was shipping people to all different locations in the U.S. Yes, they were being put on buses. This was all happening. He was giving the money to Iran, selling uranium, setting up for World War III, infiltrating our schools. All this was happening, and no one really understood it was happening. The fake news wasn't going to report it because they were controlled by who? Obama, Soros, and the rest, the deep state players. Trump, since he did this, everyone can now see it because it's pushed right in your face. Every day, people are getting slapped. Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you see it? And this is how Trump trapped the deep state in all of this. And this is how he woke the people up. And the last part of this, and this all has to do with elections, because I do believe in the end, what Trump wants to do, he wants to show the deep state how much power he really has. And I don't mean with money. I don't mean with corporations. I don't mean with the military. He wants to show the deep state, I have the people. The people are the power in this country. Without the people, you have no power. And that is what he's going to show them. And it's absolutely true. He is following in the steps of Andrew Jackson. And I do believe he wants a free, transparent election. He wants to show them, look, there was no cheating. These are paper ballots. And look how the people voted. Everyone saw it. Everyone saw the counting. It was done in one day. And yes, the deep state, they're going to reject this. Yes, they're going to have the people out there rioting. Yes, they're going to be very angry. So we're going to have rioting because they won't accept the results. And they're going to do this in all select cities. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots are prepared for this. We're also going to see them pushing us to war because, again, they're not just going to rely on one thing. They want total and utter chaos. And at the same time, the economy is going to crash. So we're going to see all these things happen at the same time. And Trump, he's prepared and ready for all this. All the countermeasures are in place. We've been told about this. And I do believe once the people see this, once the people see all of this play out, the people will be behind him. And like he said before, it'll just make it a lot easier for the things that we need to do, which means round the people out on the street, round the illegals up, go after the deep state players, have peace in this country. How much easier is it to do all of these things once the people are on your side? It's very easy. And he set this up to make it as easy as possible. But again, the people need to walk through it because you just can't tell the people. You have to show them. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.